Milford Flats, areas in Escalante and Wawa Valleys, have long been considered good potential areas for solar power. Jim Byrne is with the Western Grid Group. He says the lack of transmission capabilities in those areas and the uncertainty of whether customers would be willing to help pay to build those lines could be a problem for solar development here in the state.
So there's kind of a chicken or the egg problem. The renewable developer would like to have transmission already there and available. That doesn't exist by and large, and that tends to make it more difficult to develop these projects.
Byrne says there have been several transmission line proposals through or near southwestern Utah, but they've had a hard time finding backers, likely because of the expense. Well, now it's up to the states to entice those developers. Sarah Baldwin with Utah Clean Energy says solar technology has become less expensive and utilities are taking it more seriously, but it has also become competitive, and some other states are doing more than Utah to encourage development.
We've heard whisperings of several developers very interested in Utah's tremendous solar resource, and we're also situated in a space that can serve markets outside of Utah. But the flip side to that is those states also have solar resources.
Baldwin says the potential for jobs in rural Utah might pique some interest in solar projects. The federal report says at each of the three solar energy zones, a large development would employ well over 2,000 people during construction and create more than 200 permanent positions. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.